Hello there. Have you ever seen a mother hen call for her little chicks and watch those fluffy little chicks all come running to her? Then she covers them with her feathers. You don't see a one. In our story of Jesus today, some religious leaders called Pharisees came up to Jesus and said,
"We don't need you here. Leave this place and go somewhere else.
King Herod wants to kill you."
And Jesus answered,
"Go tell that sly old cowardly fox, behold, I drive out demons and heal people today and tomorrow, and on the third day I will reach my goal. In any case, I must continue on my way today and tomorrow, and the day after that, for surely no prophet can die outside Jerusalem."
It is hard to believe it, but it is true that though Jesus went about doing good, he had enemies who were jealous of him and wanted to kill him. But Jesus came to find those who were seeking him, the sick, the afflicted, not the rich and ruthless Herod or the religious leaders. Suddenly, tears came into his eyes as Jesus looked over Jerusalem from the Mount of Olives where he was standing, and stretching out his arms, he says,
"Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem! You who continue to kill the prophets and stone those who are sent to you, how often I have yearned to gather your children as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings. But you would not come. You were not willing. Behold, your house is forsaken and abandoned without God's help. You will not see me again until you shout, 'Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.'"
Jesus loves us and still desires and wants so much to gather us to him today, to love us and protect us and call us his own. He is calling, and we have to answer. If you've never received Jesus into your heart before, just pray this prayer with me. "Dear Lord, I believe this, and I ask you to come into my heart. I am sorry for my sins. Please forgive me. Thank you for loving me and for dying for my sins on the cross and coming alive again for me and for everlasting life, your gift to me. Help me to point others to you in the way I live. Amen."